this quote from Judith Plaskow, which is, "The need for feminist Judaism begins with hearing silence." And that's really the motivating statement of a lot of important feminist Torah projects, and mine as well. And so we're going to dive into a Plaskow text that really gets at the question of women's absence in Torah and what we can make of that absence. So we're really going to start off by reading a quote. And this is, if you're familiar with Judith Plaskow's work, you might be familiar with this quote. If you are not familiar with Judith Plaskow's work, you are about to be familiar with this quote. So either way, you're in great shape. And this is one of her most famous claims and the foundation that really started off a lot of the Jewish feminist theology of the 90s. Here you go. Thank you.
Entry into the covenant at Sinai is the root experience of Judaism, the central event that established the Jewish people. Given the importance of this event, there can be no verse in the Torah more disturbing to the feminist than Moses' warning to his people in Exodus 19:15. Be ready for the third day. Do not go near a woman. At the very moment when Israel stands trembling, waiting for God's presence to descend upon the mountain, Moses addresses the community only as men. At the central moment of Jewish history, women are invisible. How can we ever hope to fill the silence that shrouds Jewish women's past?
Thank you, Margot. So the first thing I'm looking for from all of you is someone who feels confident that you understood what Plaskow said and wants to summarize it. What's the main claim she's making?
Judy. The women weren't really at Sinai.
Yes, and how does she feel about that?
How did she feel about that? She doesn't like it.
Yes! We made it blindingly obvious, yes.
I would say not necessarily not there, just not seen.
Not seen, that's an important distinction, right? The record isn't reflecting them. Which is not the same as them not being there.
Right, feeling invisible.
Yes. So we're going to start off with a little bit of a chavruta parasher, which is, the question I have for you is, what is a time you've felt absent or invisible in an encounter with Jewish text or Jewish life or Jewish community?
When I was growing up in a conservative shul, young women did not have buttons.
Yeah.
Only people on the B-mills were men.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's been the experience of a lot of people in this room at a lot of different times and a lot of different places.
Liza shared in our group that even when the Torah speaks disparagingly about homosexual acts,